Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Recordati 2014 preliminary results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tacchi, Head of Investor Relations of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon or good morning to everybody, and thank you for attending the Recordati conference call. Fritz Guindo, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our preliminary 2014 results and our objectives for 2015 and our outlook to 2017. For a better understanding of his presentation, please access the set of slides available on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Please go ahead, Fritz.
Thanks, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We can start with line number two, and we are pleased to announce our preliminary results for the full year 2014, which show sales growth and significant margin improvement, results which are in line with the first nine months result. Consolidated revenues is 987.4 million for the full year 2014, up by 4.9%. As already stated, in 2014, there was a significant margin improvement. EBITDA at 27.7% of sales is 273.8 million and up by 19% compared to 2013. Operating income at 23.4% of sales is 231 million. One increase, an increase of 18.2% over 2013. Net income, even better, at 16.3% of sales is 161.2 million, an increase of 20.6% over 2013. That, as we have always had for in the first nine months result, we continue to have significant improvement in our margin in this year. During the year, we have also obtained two new product in license. One is Vitaros for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. This is one product under license from Apricus Biosciences, and another one, the code is PSD502. The brand will be Fortasyn, and this is one product for the treatment of premature ejaculation. This is one product under license from Plethora Solutions. Are two product in the urological field in which we are progressively, together with our silodosin Urorec, building an important franchise in this area. In July, our orphan drug, Carbaglu, was also granted orphan drug designation by the FDA in the U.S. for its use in the treatment of organic acidemias. For the organic acidemia, we have already obtained the approval for the European market. Now we are enlarging also for this kind of treatment, our Carbaglu in the U.S. I would like also to take this opportunity to provide you with an update regarding our NX-1207 project, the product in license from Nimox. Let me say that in view of the phase III clinical trial result, which has been communicated by Nimox end last year, and after a profound evaluation over the last month, we decided to prematurely terminate the European clinical trial involving this product before having reached the expected target of 340 patients. This is linked essentially to the phase III data coming from the trial conducted by Nimox, who showed no significant improvement over placebo for this product. Based on this result, then I would like to underline again, we have decided to prematurely terminate the development of the product also for the European market. Having said that, we can move on slide number three, in which we can analyze the development and performance of our corporate products in 2014. Let's start with Zanidip. zanidipler, canidipina sales remain substantially stable, even a small increase. And here the volume reduction as a result of the generic competition mainly in Europe and the negative currency effect in Turkey, in which locally the product is growing, but in the conversion in euro there is a reduction in the sales of Zanidip in Turkey, then these two major factors were more than compensated by strong growth of export from France, mainly in North Africa. Then, overall, Zanidip is maintaining the level of sales achieved in 2013. Moving to the combination sales, of here we are talking about the combination between Lercanidipine and Enalapril. The sales of Zanibreth are up by 2.4%, mainly due to the performance of the product in Italy and Turkey. Sales are down in Spain and in Portugal due to the entry of generic version of the product. Urorec, Silodosina, has been successfully launched in 28 countries with sales of 59.1 million during 2014, which are up 26.3%. This is mainly due to the performance of the product in all the major countries. Let me underline the performance in Italy, in Spain, in France, and in Turkey, achieving a 15.5% market share of the alpha blocker market. These are based on IMS data in 16 countries. Sales of Divazo, here we are talking about pitavastatina, continue to be limited to some territory in Europe, in particular in Spain, Portugal, Ukraine, Greece, and through license in Switzerland. In 2014, are 25.5 million euro, up by 13.3%. Then, good performance, but in a limited area, in a limited market. Our specialty indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases generated sales of 123.2 million in 2014. These are down by 3.7%, but this the reduction is due only and entirely to the termination of the license of Adagen in the main country. We lost from the beginning of 2014 the rights for selling this important product in the main countries in Europe. Excluding Adagen sales altogether, the other products in the portfolio grow by 13.3%. Then, excluding Adagen, we continue to have a double-digit growth in our business for the treatment of rare diseases. Sales of other products, the strong growth is also linked to the contribution from the Casen Fleet main product that we are now selling after the acquisition of the company, the Spanish company with a portfolio in Europe at the end of 2013. Then very strong performance of our corporate product. We continue in slide number 4. The graph shows the breakdown of our revenues by type of product, in which we continue to keep our local subsidiary product in the region of 30%. From a geographical point of view, let's move on slide number 5. We can start of our sales in Italy, which remain our major market. The sales of pharmaceutical in Italy are down by 4.7%. compared to those of the preceding year, and this is due to the termination of Adagen. Adagen had sales also in Italy, and more important, the termination of another important contract. We had the license from Bloomberg for selling in Italy Entacta, which is escitalopram. Let me say that all the other products in our portfolio are performing very well. They have not been able to offset the important loss linked to the Entact mainly, but they are performing very well. Pharmaceutical sales in Italy are down by 3.5%, and this is mainly due to the decrease of the OTC line product, which are indicated for the treatment of INT disorder, and this is due mainly to a seasonal factor, and also here to the termination of Adagen license. On the other hand, Urorec and Methadone are performing well. Here again, we have some impact due to Adagen. We have not been able to completely been offset by Urorec and the other product. In Germany, sales are up by 4%, and this is thanks to the sales growth of Ortoton, which is a local, very well-known product in Germany, of our combination and of our orthopedic product line. Moving to Russia, revenue generated in Russia and the other CIS countries is down by 9% compared to the preceding year due to the negative currency effect of 15.8 million. We have an important impact linked to the depreciation of the ruble. We would like also to underline the positive performance in local currency. Sales in Russia in local currency are up by 8.4% compared to the preceding year. Then, our business in Russia is growing, but our business in translated in euro is and will be impacted by the depreciation, which is very important, of the ruble going forward. In Spain, sales include a consolidation effect of 38.5 million sales generated in the first 10 months by the Spanish pharmaceutical company Casenfleet that we, as I said, acquired in the fourth quarter of 2013. But in general, we are performing very well in Spain, and the company main product of the cousin fleet company, which is Citrafleet, is growing, is becoming part of our corporate product. Also, the recordati traditional corporate product like Livazo and Urorec are also performing really well. Only Zanipress and Sidine are facing generic competition. Then here we have one growth which is linked to the consolidation, but the portfolio itself is growing in Spain. Sales in Turkey are up by 3.5%, and here are impacted by a negative currency effect of 13.2 million. Then, in local currency, the performance is even more important, and sales of our Turkish subsidiary grow by 17.4%, and this thanks mainly to the good performance of all the corporate products, Proctoglyvenol, Urorec, and Zanipress. The group pharmaceutical business in the USA is dedicated to the marketing of products for the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in 2014 are 56.8 million, and let's say here we have one increase by 10% with no significant impact of linked to the devaluation of the US dollar, because 2014-2013 the US dollar, the exchange rate between euro and US dollar are substantially stable. Then there is a growth which is linked to the solid and growing performance of our business in the US. Business, I would like to underline again, which is limited to the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in North Africa are 38.2 million and comprise both the export sales generated by Bouchara Recordati is our subsidiary in France, in these territories, in particular in Algeria, and sales generated by Opalia Pharma, the Tunisian pharmaceutical company acquired during the first quarter of 2013. These company sales are 15.9 million during 2014. Then we are progressively consolidated our business in North Africa. Then let's say something regarding Portugal. In Portugal, our sales are up by 10.1%, and this is mainly linked to the good performance of corporate products Livazo, Transact, and Urorec. Here again, we have a positive impact due to the consolidation of the new acquired company Casenfleet, which has a Portuguese subsidiary with sales for an amount of 2.9 million. In Spain, as I said, in Spain and in Portugal, sales of the combination are affected by the entry of generic version. Let me finish with the other international sales, which grow by 3.6% and comprise the sales of our corporate product to licensees, and we are maintaining our sales even if for Lercanipina we have some risk linked to the generic competition. But here we have also the Bucharà Recordati export sales, excluding those in CIS and North Africa, which are reported separately, which is growing, the business is growing, and the Orphan Euro export worldwide, excluding the US. Then, over this represents the part of the business which is no, in which we have no direct presence, which continue to grow. In 2014, we grew this business by 3.6%. Slide number six, then this graph shows the breakdown, the pharmaceutical breakdown, the geographical breakdown, sorry, of our pharmaceutical revenue. And worth mentioning is our growing presence in Spain based and in North Africa following our recent acquisition. But also that we are progressively reducing our presence in Italy, that now is less than 1/4, is 22.3% of our sales. Then we are progressively continuing the process of developing our international trade. Full year 2014 result, these are our preliminary result, slide number seven. We have already talked about the revenue for the period. Now let's move on the cost side. Gross profit is 660.3 million with a margin of 66.9% on sales. Here we confirm the increase of our gross margin compared to that of 2013 due to a positive mix effect following the addition to the portfolio of the product belonging to the two companies acquired, to the development of the corporate product, and to the sales reduction of Adagen and Entact, which are relatively low margin products. Therefore, we are improving our product mix. Selling expenses as a percentage of sales, they are down compared to the same period of the preceding year, and this is due to the overall containment in all markets and synergies that we obtain with the integration of the newly acquired company in Spain. R&D expenses are 85.3 million, which are up by 14.1% due to development of clinical trial for product in development. G&A expenses are up by 5.7%, but are substantially stable as a percentage of sales. Thanks to, in particular, to higher gross margin and the lower incidence of the selling expenses, EBIT for the year has increased to 23.4% of sales, a significant improvement compared to 20.8% achieved in 2013. Other expenses, net of the other income, are 3.9 million and include 2.9 million for personal reorganization charges that we have in all our subsidiaries. Net financial charges are 16.3 million. Here we have an increase on our cost of 1.6 million due mainly to interest accrued on a higher level of indebtedness, in particular related to medium long-term loan. We have raised money to be prepared for financing our development going forward, but in 2014 we have a negative impact to the increase of the medium long-term loans that we have now in our balance sheet. The effective tax rate during the period is 25%, an improvement compared to that of the same period of the preceding year. Let's now finish our comments on the P&L with our net income at 16.3% of sales. Net income is 161.2 million. Here we have one increase, and I would like to underline this increase, which is 20.6% over the preceding year. Then let me say that we have a very strong performance, a very strong improvement in terms of margin and in particular in terms of net income. Financial position, the full balance sheet will be released when will be approved the final number the 4th of March. Let me just give you an idea. At the end of December, the net financial position show a net debt of 186 million with a reduction of 75 million compared to the end of last year, and during the period the dividend was distributed for a total of 75.4 million, of which 22.3 million as balance of the 2013 dividend and 53.1 as an interim dividend for 2014. Then we have reduced our debt by 75, and we have also paid dividend for another 75, which means that we continue to have a cash generation which is in line even higher of our net income. Moving to the target, today the board has also approved our business plan, our strategy and objective for 2015-2017. Let me start with the target for 2015. I would like first of all to go on the assumption that we have based on the target that will be announced. First of all, for 2015, we expect Lercanid Etina franchise to remain relatively stable with sales of between 160 and 165, and we continue to believe that we can continue to defend our franchise in the Lercanid Etina business. While sales of Irorec we expect to increase by around 15% with positive performance in all our market, and sales of Livazo to increase by more than 10. Just to underline again that we will have a further impact from the termination of the license agreement for Entact, because the first half first half of the year sales in Italy will be impacted by the termination of this contract, which was terminated mid-2014. Going to the new environment, sales in Russia to increase by more than 10% in local currency, and sales in Turkey to increase by around 10% always in local currency. Drug for the treatment of rare disease to grow double-digit, and then we expect to continue with the current portfolio to have a double-digit growth in the rare disease business. We have also one impact, FX impact on the net revenue, because on the one hand we expect the Russia to continue to increase in local currency, but we expect to be impacted by the devaluation. I would like to remind you that there has been a very strong devaluation of the ruble, mainly in the second part of 2014, which will impact our 2015 performance. On the other hand, we have also what the business which is growing one in the US dollar, which could benefit from the revaluation of the US dollar. Net impact is a negative effect on the sales line of around 15 million. On the operating income, this is in part offset by the fact that we are also cost denominated in local currency. Let me also say that the breakdown of sales by product and business and by geography in 2015, we expect to remain substantially unchanged. These are the targets for 2015, the assumption. Let's now move on the assumption for the 2016, for our outlook for 2017. And then here, first of all, I would like to start with the assumption linked to the current portfolio, how we expect to continue to develop our current product portfolio. Then, Lercanid Etina franchise, we expect to decline slightly, and this is due to the entry of generic competition in the major market. We are talking about Italy, the Zanipress, the combination. We are talking about Italy, we are talking about Germany, we are talking about France. And then based on this decline, we expect the sales going forward of around 140 million. On the other hand, we expect Urorec. For Urorec, we have clinical data protection till 2020. We expect to continue to grow and to gain market share and to reach in 2017 sales of around 85 million. Livazole, we expect to increase to 35 million, mainly in the current portfolio, in the current market, plus some other market. In particular, we expect to launch the drug in Turkey. Then we have the other corporate product, which we expect to exceed 140 million in 2017. And here we expect to add a positive impact of around 20 million euro sales of the new product for which we have signed this year the contract, the license contract. We are talking about Vitaros and Fortasin. Drug of the treatment of rare disease, we expect overall to exceed 15% of the total sales, and we confirm a double-digit growth per year. OTC to remain essentially stable as a percentage of sales, and let me again to say that we have built this objective for 2017 based on the current currency exchange rate. This is, let's say, the performance expected from the existing portfolio plus the new product that we have already license agreement signed. But there is the final bullet point, which is very important. Let's say that we confirm our growth strategy to acquisition, and we expect to reinvest the cash generated in the period in corporate development activities, primarily in product portfolio enhancement in all the major markets in which we have our presence. And we include also in this corporate development activity the opportunity, the possibility to enhance our portfolio in the Western European market. Therefore, based on the fact that for us this is a very strong commitment, we have also included in our target, as we did in the previous business plan, a positive impact linked to the acquisition, and then we have also considered sales and profit linked not only to the organic development of the existing portfolio, but we expect to be able in this period of time to increase our sales and our profit with the positive reinvestment of our cash flow generation. Having said that, slide number 11, here we have our objectives for, first of all, 2015 and then 2017. Revenue, the target for regarding sales for 2015, we expect sales of around 1 billion. I would like to underline here that the difference between what we had, what we now expected for 2015, what we expected for 2015 when we announced our business plans at the beginning of 2013, the difference is due exclusively to the severe negative FX effect, which is due to devaluation of the ruble, which is not completely offset by the revaluation of the US dollar. Then we have this performance, this objective in 2015, which is strongly impacted by the FX effect due to the ruble. For 2017, that medium term, the plan is to achieve sales of 1,150,000,000, which is due to both organic sales and strategy linked to our acquisition strategy. Regarding organic sales development, we expect this to be around half of sales growth in the period 2015-2017. Then we expect to have half of the growth driven by the current portfolio, half linked to the reinvestment of the cash flow. Let's now comment our margin improvement, because it is important. We confirm our margin improvement. We have already improved margin in 2014, but we expect to have further margin improvement. And then we have, in terms of objective for 2015, we expect to exceed the original expectation, and we expect to have one EBIT around 250 million, which is 25% of sales, one increase compared to the 23.4% achieved this year, and net income of around 175 million. Here we are talking about 17% of sales. Then we expect to continue to improve our margin for 2015, but also in the plan, we expect to have a further slightly increase of our EBIT. We expect the EBIT to be between 25 and 26% of sales, and net income between 17 and 18% of sales. Let's now move on the last slide, in which there is a summary of our target, which means just what we have already stated. For 2017, we expect, in terms of sales, to achieve 1 billion and 150 million sales, and EBIT, as I said, 25-26%, net income as a margin as a net income 17-18%, which is an improve compared to what we have already achieved, which is already an improve compared to 2013. Now I've finished my presentation. I am available for any question you may have.
Could you please open the question and answer period? Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Chris Cooper of Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi there, thanks for taking my questions. I have three, please. Firstly, on the planned EBIT margin expansion to 2017 of 25 to 26%, I was hoping you could give us a flavor for how much of that is going to come from natural operating leverage and how much might come from sort of additional cost measures that you could employ. Secondly, on Zanipress, the color on the 2015 sales target is helpful, and then again on 2017. I was wondering if you could maybe give us a flavor on how that might then look beyond 2017, as in how quickly you might expect that to fall off. And then lastly, wanted an update on the EU regulatory environment, I guess. With Spain and France both moving to INN, I just wondered if you could comment on what this could mean for your off-patent products over the next year or two. Thank you.
Okay. First question regarding the EBIT and net income margin expansion. Let me say that we expect this expansion in 2015 mainly related to a further improvement of our gross margin coming from a more profitable product mix, while in 2016 and 17, we expect a lower incidence mainly of selling expenses due to the further leverage of our selling organization. Then let's say that what we expect the business, the organic business, to expand the margin, and this is linked essentially to the leveraging going forward of our selling organization, and we expect to maintain the same margin even with the acquisition, because we have a primary target to buy products in which the impact linked to the positive impact linked to the to leveraging the sales organization is from the beginning. Then we are open to both. We are also both open to buy companies, but we are now targeted to buy something in existing environment, mainly in which we can have, on the one hand, synergies, as we have realized following the acquisition of Cosenfleet, or buying product, we have immediately the full contribution without adding significant selling cost, and then we could have immediately after a positive contribution, and the expectation is to be able to maintain the same level of profitability that we are able to achieve in the organic business. Second point, Zanipress. Let's say that Zanipress, we have already con generic competition in some European market, mainly in Spain and in Portugal. For the main market, you expect the generic version to enter the market in the second half 2016, and then 2017 we expect to be a full year impacted by the generic competition. As you know, the negative impact in Europe mainly you have immediately after the entry of the generic with price reduction. We have been able, we expect to be able to defend in some market the volume. Then going forward, we expect this franchise to remain essentially stable or to have a slight decrease, but not significant. The major reduction we expect to be in 2016 and 2017. Third point, prescription by active ingredient. This is not a new for Spain, because it is something that is already in place in Spain. It's something that has been introduced in 2015 in France. For the time being, we have not seen an immediate impact. We have also the experience in Italy in which we have both, let me say, the prescription by active ingredient together with the brand, and then probably this could be a possible solution in France. Then, for the time being, we don't expect immediately an impact. Going forward, we have to follow carefully this prescription by active ingredient in France. Is it enough?
That's very helpful. Thank you.
The next question is from Martino De Ambrogi of Equita. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. The first question is on the R&D level in implicit in your guidance.
Okay. The only one?
That's the first one.
Okay. We expect the R&D to remain essentially stable at around 8% of sales. This is our assumption in our business plan.
Okay. The second question is of a clarification, because if I understood correctly, you mentioned 2017 targets. The growth is half like-for-like and half from new acquisitions. Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Okay. So, just to have a better understanding, apart from what you explained concerning lurkanidipine, what are the other areas, geographical areas or products which are underperforming because of the expiry of the license or for any other reasons? Because at the end, the growth you expect like for like will be low single digit, 2, 3, maybe 4%.
Yes. Then let's say that we don't expect major termination of contract. We expect the negative impact, which is in the region of 20-25 million euro in the lercanipina franchise, because from 160-165 we expect to move to 140. This is the major risk, the major impact in terms of product portfolio. We expect to offset part of this with Urorec, with Livazo, with the new corporate product, and with the treatment drug for the treatment of rare diseases. Then, in terms of geographical breakdown, we don't expect major changes. I would like to underline again, this is based on the current exchange rate, and then could be some negative or positive impact that is very difficult to be predicted, in particular regarding the evaluation of the ruble going forward. But the major impact in our organic, the major risk in our organic development is linked to the generic competition for Zanipress for the combination. On the other hand, we compensate this through development of the corporate product. As I said, OTC, we expect to remain essentially in line with this growth, which is 2-3% per year. And let's say that this growth is in line with what we have achieved over the last 2 or 3 years, excluding the impact of the acquisition.
Okay, and one more question on the 2017 target. We mentioned the sales, but what is the reasonable return on sales like for like?
In terms of EBIT margin?
Yep.
As I said, we expect expectation, which is for the full portfolio, including the acquisition, we expect to be mainly driven by the improvement of the organic portfolio in line with our expectation, and the assumption is based on the kind of acquisition, which are mainly product acquisition, we expect to be able to maintain what we expect to be able to increase from an organic. Then what we have said, 25, 26, is something that we expect as a margin in the existing portfolio.
Okay, and my last question is on the acquisitions. We are accustomed to see acquisitions year after year. What's the maximum level of debt that you have in your mind? I know very well, in case of an opportunity, you are willing to exceed the eventual threshold, but in a normalized situation...
Okay, then let's say that we in slide number 8, you will find our financial position. At the end of 2014, our net debt was 186. First of all, we expect to be able to reinvest all the cash that we will generate going forward, which is 70, 80 million euro per year, and we can also increase our debt until one level which is for us absolutely acceptable, which is 1x EBITDA. But in this assumption, we expect probably to reinvest all the cash that we will generate and not necessarily to increase the level of debt compared to the debt that we had at the end of 2014.
It depends
on the opportunity.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Bye.
The next question is from Matteo Maricco of CIBC World Markets. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hello?
Yeah,
well, thank you.
I am calling from Montreal, and I'm questioning regarding NX-1207, where it says that you interrupted prematurely the study. Does that mean that there's a chance you might pick it up again, or it's finished for you? The deal with Nymox.
Let's say that as I said, a profound evaluation over the last month of the clinical result obtained also in the phase 3 clinical by Nymox, we decided to terminate, which is then we have stopped the development for the current indication, which is the DTA indication of Nymox in Europe. Then it's we have terminated the development of this drug for Europe.
Okay, so there's no chance that you will look at the existing results that you have had up to date and break out those results?
We have already analyzed all the results, and this is our final decision.
Okay. Will those results be made public?
No, because we have analyzed not our result. For the time being, in our clinical development, we have treated only 1/3 of the patients. We have decided to stop, and then there will be no enough data to justify an evaluation of the data. Then we have decided to stop the recruitment of the new patient. We are now following all the good practice for closing our clinical development, and we don't expect to have new data for the development in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And if Nymox decides that they want to continue this study, will they be able to? Will you let them continue the study on their own? Do they have the right to do this?
For the time being, in the agreement, we have a responsibility for the development of Europe. And then if they want, they can ask, and then we will see. But for the time being, for us, we have decided to terminate the development. And I
don't, okay.
Okay? And then
I appreciate
it. We are not continuing the development and the enrollment. And then we expect not to have significant data in the limited
number of patients that we have.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, then we will say goodbye to everybody. And thank
goodbye.
You for attending the call.